Tom Borgating, this is your last day. You came to WOSU 30 years ago. We were on AM at the time, 820 AM. Of course, we've since moved to FM 89.7. Do you remember your first day? What was going on? What did you cover?
I actually did cover a story having to do with Columbus Auto Dealers. I can't specifically remember whether it was a dispute over tires or something on the sales lots, but I called several different car dealers in Columbus and interviewed them by phone, and I think I produced a little story. And it was first day, just kind of get my feet wet.
What were some of your favorite, most memorable stories?
Well, I think, you know, I like the hard news stories better. Covering the highway shooter trial for both us and for both the State House News Bureau, and even a couple of reports on NPR. The Lima Company deployment in 2005, and just recently the 10-year commemoration. But I also liked covering the stories where I'd have to go out on the street and talk to people. And you hear the funniest things on the street. A couple of months ago, I was talking to an individual. He was a homeless individual selling these street scene newspapers. People in Columbus have seen these and maybe bought them. And he told me, just offhand, he says, sales have been so good. He says, I've quit shoplifting. I just had, just kind of step back a little bit. But, I mean, I was glad for him.
You are old school. The story comes first. The type of journalist, where does that passion for the story, the passion for seeking out folks with unique stories, where does that come from?
You know, I don't know. I've always felt really kind of jazzed to be on the radio. I mean, I like being on the radio. It's a great medium to communicate because you don't have all the distraction with the video and stuff. And to really be effective, though, you need to hang it, obviously, on facts and attribution. But I think the storytelling has gotten better over the past 10 or 20 years, especially on public radio. We've evolved, I think, maybe a little bit too far sometimes to, things like This American Life and StoryCorps, where you kind of get away from the facts and more into the emotion. But good journalism really takes a great combination of both.
What are your parting words for the listeners of WOSU, folks in Central Ohio that have enjoyed your work? Your great reporting, your quirkiness sometimes in the morning. What are your words for them?
Well, I'd first of all say thanks for listening. Talking to the walls is much more comfortable, but you have to imagine that there's folks out there listening. I've really enjoyed Columbus. I mean, I like the fact that people will talk to you here, and I don't know about parting words. I mean, I don't know.
Well, we know, and listeners may have picked up on the fact that you're a Bob Dylan aficionado. What Dylan lyric sums up your journalism career?
He's got one more memorable quote in a song called I'll Remember You. He says, I had so much left to do. I had so little time to fail. And that's really kind of the way I feel. That it's just been a blink of an eye the past 30 years, and I was glad to be a part of it. And thanks for listening.
Well, Tom, thank you for your three decades of service to WOSU and to our listeners. We'll miss you. We'll miss you a lot.
Thank you, Mike.